Welcome in here to another week of Leash on Life on KJN, when we let you know what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter. Andrea Ferrier in with us here each week to let us know what's going on here at the Atlantic Animal Shelter. Andrea, welcome in.
Thank you so much. It is always nice to be here.
And we've got a little bit of overload on cats right now at the shelter.
Yeah, you know, we're a little cat heavy right now. We have one dog available for adoption, and we don't want to not put an emphasis. So we'll start with her. This is Sophie. She's a rat terrier, an older dog, but by that she's only 6 or 7 years old. So she certainly has a lot of good years ahead of her. She's really, really sweet. Loves to play, loves to cuddle. And for a small dog, she's real chilled. You know, she's laid back. In fact, she's not a barker. She's not a jumper. She's just real mellow. So I think Sophie would be a great addition to a family or a single person. She's a real good companion, but not real pushy. So.
All right. And then sometimes maybe I think with those smaller dogs, if people are maybe turned off by those types of behaviors. So I guess there's maybe a perfect situation if you're looking for that smaller dog
that
doesn't have that.
She's a great one. She's a really good one.
All right. And of course, we got to get into a lot of the cat talk here as well.
Yeah, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say right now that we are overflowing with kittens and young cats. We only have a certain capacity at the shelter. You know, there are only a certain number of cages. And because we have some kittens that are in litters together, we can house them together. But even with that being the case, we're full up, which means that then we're in danger of not being able to accept other cats if they need to come in. So we're really putting out a plea for help. We need people to come adopt these cats. And they're wonderful, wonderful cats. They're young. We don't have a single one that's over a year old. So these guys have a lot of life ahead of them to give you love and attention. We have a female tortoiseshell who's 10 weeks old, a yellow male who's 12 weeks old, a tiger stripe female who's 8 weeks old, a yellow female who's 12 weeks old, a black male who's 3.5 months old, a black and white male who's 4 to 5 months old, and then we have 6 black and white kittens. This is just what's available for adoption. We also, in a month, will have 4 more gray kittens available for adoption. So that's a lot. And I hate to lump them all together because if you come and spend any time with them, you can see they all have their own distinctive personalities, and they're super friendly, and there's not a single one among the bunch that's antisocial or anything like that. So I hate to lump them all together, but just because of sheer number, we're going to have to do that this week and hope that people come check them out individually and take some home.
There you go. So a good opportunity here, you know, and a lot of, as you mentioned, young cats that have, you know, a lot of life ahead of them and a lot to give to you. And, you know, maybe a good opportunity to, you know, grow up with that pet as well. And, you know, maybe they develop that, you know, personality that fits your household. So that's a lot of good options out there for you. And we really encourage folks to get out there and adopt those cats here now so that, of course, the shelter can then can keep doing what they need to be doing with bringing other animals in. We also wanted to mention to folks as well that they need to keep paying attention to the online resources as well, because that can be a good connection source for you if you lose your pet, too.
You bet. Petfinder.org, we put pictures and information about what's available at our shelter. But I wanted to just mention, if you haven't yet gone over and liked our Facebook page, Atlantic Animal Shelter, you should do so. Just this weekend, we got to watch a story unfold of somebody whose dog was lost. We put up the picture. Somebody recognized it and said, "Hey, you know, so-and-so, isn't this your dog?" And so-and-so said, "Yeah, that's my dog." And so because of that, this person was able to not have to worry about whether her pet was safe over the weekend, which is that means a lot to people, mm-hmm. to pet owners. And also then we were able to know that that dog was going to get picked up on, you know, Monday and mm-hmm. had a home to go to. So we really encourage you, if you're a pet owner, if you are a prospective pet owner, or if you know any pet owners, which should pretty much cover everybody, I think, we invite you to come and like our Facebook page at Atlantic Animal Shelter.
All right, so a great resource there for you online to find out more information about what's going on at the shelter, and then, of course, maybe that connection that works out for you if you lose your pet. If folks want to come down and check out the dog or the mini cats, where do they need to go?
We're at the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest edge of town, right there with the wastewater treatment plant.
And they can also call as well if they need to get out some more information there.
Yep, 243-2287. Our hours are 2:30 to 5:30 on Mondays through Fridays and Saturdays from 8 to noon.
All right, so a lot of good options at the shelter right now, and we really encourage folks to stop on out and, like you said, get to know some of those animals a little bit then on your own so you can make a good fit there for your family.
You can't help but fall in love. And when you do, make sure you tell the people at the shelter you heard about the animals on KJAN.
All right. Thank you very much, Andrew, for coming in. And that's going to do it for Leash on Life.